As you leave Borough Market, you will enter another world. Time has stood still in this part of London, and the atmosphere is charged with history. Throughout the centuries, the south side of the River Thames was exempt from the laws that governed the City of London, which meant that this neighborhood was a popular haunt for those with less savory interests. Gambling dens, theaters, and brothels would have lined the streets here, and some of those still exist. As the road dead ends on Clink Street, turn left. You will now walk by the Clink Museum, resting on the site of the original Clink Prison. The Clink first began taking prisoners in the 12th century and was operational here right up until the 17th, a long enough period of time for the term the Clink to come into modern-day usage as a slang term for jail. The prison was originally built here at the behest of the Bishop of Winchester, who controlled the lands in this area. Outside of the jurisdiction of the City of London, the bishop could imprison anybody he liked, and he was particularly focused on people who owed him money and those he saw as having committed religious crimes. The Clink was known to be a chaotic place, where the jailers took bribes from their prisoners to supply them things like extra rations or blankets. The poorer prisoners, who couldn't afford to pay their jailers, would have begged for food or sold their clothing through the grates at the base of this building, right about where you're standing. With the Clink on your left, continue walking under the bricked arch. On your right will be a large mural in two parts. One is a reference to the restaurant that's in this building, and the other is William Shakespeare. His original theater used to exist nearby, and the exact recreation of it is just around the corner. So follow the path to the right once you've passed the murals. Then make a left so you're now following along the river. Shakespeare would not have been the only playwright to live in this part of London. Routinely, throughout the centuries, theatres were outlawed in London for numerous reasons, such as the belief that theatre was an affront to God, the belief that theatres attracted thieves and prostitutes, and the idea that theatre could morally corrupt those who were sitting in the audience. This meant that many playwrights could only showcase their work here, south of the river, which led to the creation of a multitude of theatres throughout the centuries, the most famous of those being the Globe. As you continue away along the river, you will soon pass under a bridge. When you come out, follow the path ahead as it curves around a number of restaurants before it finally reaches the Globe. Shakespeare's original theatre was destroyed by a fire, which broke out during a performance of the play Henry VIII on the 29th of June, 1613. So what we have here today is a perfect replica, opened in 1997, that was built entirely to the same specifications of the original building. The only thing that makes this Globe Theatre different to the original is that there are sprinklers attached to the thatched roof in case of fire, again. In fact, this is the only thatched roof in all of London, as thatched roofing was outlawed after the Great Fire of 1666. It took a lot of negotiation with the City Council to get this roof erected, and the man who led the campaign to get the theatre rebuilt using these original building materials was an American actor called Sam Wanamaker. Sam had the idea to rebuild the Globe back in the 1970s, and it took literally decades of research, legal wrangling, money raising, and appeals to local government to create the theater that stands here today. Many people thought the idea of rebuilding this theater was ridiculous, and that it would be impossible to recreate the 16th century design, or that people wouldn't even be interested in visiting any attraction on the south side of the River Thames. But Sam Wanamaker persevered, and thanks to him, the works of Shakespeare can now be enjoyed almost entirely as they were when the plays were first written. There is now a second theatre on this site, a Jacobean-style theatre that operates throughout the colder months, which is called the Sam Wanamaker Theatre, in honour of the man who helped rebuild the most famous of London's theatres. For those Harry Potter fans that are well acquainted with the first film, The Philosopher's Stone, the name Wanamaker may be familiar. This is because Sam Wanamaker's daughter Zoe played Madame Hooch, the Quidditch instructor at Hogwarts, in the first Potter film. When facing the theatre, you can see the Millennium Bridge to your right. Get onto this bridge and start the next clip.